part one of the Buzz Bubble with George Lois as we talk about his latest book, Damn Good Advice. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on the Buzz Bubble.
Hey, welcome back. It's Kevin Kelly here on the Buzz Bubble. We are in New York City here to talk to the great, the one and only George Lois, father of the creative revolution, the original madman. Also, such great work, a decade worth of Esquire covers featured in MoMA a couple years ago, launched brands like Tommy Hilfiger, campaigns like I Want My MTV, and he's gonna talk to us today about his new book, Damn Good Advice for Talented People. Not everybody can read this, according to George, and I get that. That's very George. Among many of his books, like Ali Rap, The Big Idea, so much work. This guy's amazing. I can't wait to go talk to George. He's also one of the greatest guys in the world you'll ever want to meet. So we're going to go crawl inside the head of George Lois here on the Buzz Bubble right now. Let's go.
I got nothing against gay guys.
But that's no, that's okay. Okay. But, you know, you usually want a little... $20 before we get going.
you know how many times I've said, people say, can I ask you a personal question? And I say, and I immediately say, I have never had a homosexual experience, except for that one time. And I didn't enjoy it. And you know, most people laugh. A lot of people go, yeah.
Forget the question. All right, great. Well, George, thank you so much for inviting me back.
It's great to talk to you again, Kevin.
Yeah.
We always have a lot of fun.
We do. And now we're back to talk about yet another book. We've got a book here, and George has got Damn Good Advice for people with talent. And I'll tell you right off the bat, the one thing I love about this book, it's just like you open it up and you start talking. There's no table content. There's no phone. Well, there's a little phone.
I wake up in the morning the same way. I say, hey, hi, honey. You know.
It's good. You got to get it. So we're here to talk about the book among all the other things. It's funny you open up with a little something from Abe Lincoln that got you in trouble in the Army. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, actually, it was a talk I gave at the Black Alumni of Pratt gave me an award about 9 months ago. And I accepted the award, you know, and I did a lot of things trying to help injustice, racial injustices, and so they gave me an award. And I gave that talk, which I'll tell you about in a second, you know, and it's a Lincoln quote. It's a beautiful quote.
To sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men.
Yeah, which is a iconic kind of quote.
Sure.
And I was drafted into the Army in 51 because I got thrown out of high school out of Pratt by my teacher, Herschel Levitt. He got me a great, great job with a woman art director, you know, what a woman's do. And anyway, I lost my, deferment. And 6 months later, I get drafted into the Army. And this was 51. Now, you got to understand, that's, and I do basic training in Camp Gordon, Georgia.
Down the South.
Jim Crow South. I mean, bad.
Deep South.
Oh, no, they were still hanging guys. They were still hanging guys back then, you know. You know, but you know, the colored drinking fountain, the whole bit, you know.
Right.
So they're taking first day doing roll call, you know, Jackson right here, you know, Jones right here, all the Southern boys, you know, Longstreet right here, Lois, and it was over, and I was the only. You know, only guy who wasn't for some reason, you know, from North. And a major comes up to me and Southern major, and he leans in. And he said, "What's with the yo, soldier?" I said, "Well, Southern, you know, taking enrollment, sir." You know, he said, "What's with the yo, soldier?" I said, "Well, the Southern boys all say right here, and I'm from New York, so I say yo." And he leaned in and almost headbutted me and said, "Oh, another New York Jew fag nigger lover." And I put my head went back about 6 inches, and I leaned back in and I said, "Go fuck yourself, sir." I gave this talk to the Black Alumni. It was a standing ovation. It was wonderful. And everybody said, "Boy, you have some pair of balls saying the N-word." I said, "I don't know how to tell that story without saying the N-word, but people understand what I said, why I said it." But anyway, so I said, "Yo, if I get as a, I do 14 weeks company punishment, which means at the end of every day, maybe you get back to your barracks at 10 o'clock at night, you're dead tired from doing everything you were to, you have to go and you have to work through the night doing whatever, you know, tar pits and polishing floor. And they give you 3 hours sleep because they figure that'll destroy you, you know. Right. Little did they know, little did they understand in the, that I only need 3 hours sleep a night and that I love to clean. So I did great, you know.
That's
what I mean?
Right.
But anyway, so I did my 40 weeks punishment and off to Korea, you know. So I said, in the introduction of the talk, I said, "Thank you, Abraham Lincoln," you know. But anyway, I used that introduction, and then I go on to talk about courage. I go on to talk about great creativity takes more than talent and more than learning the process and passion and everything else you need and knowledge. But it takes courage. If you do work that's innovative and exciting and different than everybody else and almost mind-boggling, seemingly outrageous, you have to have courage.
Sure, sure. Anybody can churn out the
same that's
stuff.
The only way you can get any work done. I mean, I really... hit kids with courage. They look at kids like, "What do you mean courage?" I mean, yeah, to do great work, you need courage. To do shitty work, you don't need courage. You just, go with the flow.
Right. And go with the flow is not the way we work.
You got it.
How about the book? I love the book title. Damn Good Advice.
Goodbye, honey. That's my honey. That's my honey there.
That's your first wife.
That's my first wife. 60 years ago.
Wow.
Bye, girl.
60 years. She needs an award.
Are you kidding? I thought I was the award. No, I guess not.
Damn Good Advice.
Yeah.
Did the publisher give you any trouble with the name? Or they
no,
got
no,
it?
No, no. They loved it, you know. I was playing with a couple of others, and I was kind of couldn't quite decide. And then I said, "Well, let me start all over again. What is this book?" "Well, it's full of damn good advice." Not a bad title.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's got to be your voice.
It was that simple, yeah.
And then, you go on, and the subtext here is for people with talent. You know, you don't want to waste your time. You know, if you don't have talent, don't bother reading it. And I like that you do have hope for the talented, lazy folk. Look, you can read it. You got to make some changes.
Yeah.
You're one of that lazy, but you said, I think in here you're allowed to.
Yeah,
read
no,
it.
I mean, I'm kind of serious, but it's fun, There are only four types of person you can be. I know what I tell when kids read this, they think hard about what identify yourself. One, very bright, industrious, you're perfect. Two, very bright, lazy. It's a damn shame, three, stupid, lazy. You'll just sit on your ass so it's a wash. But the really dangerous person in this world is four, stupid and industrious. I mean, that is a dangerous motherfucker, right? So I say,
did
if you're number
Republican one, convention, no. Yeah,
if you're number one or two, you get a lot about you get a lot of this book. If you're number three or four, why the fuck are you reading this book?
You save a lot of people a lot of time.
Yeah. No. The point is, I was kind of saying. I say it's for people with talent,
Right.
But the same, and I'm not sure how many people in this world have talent. But the point is, a lot of people are stiffs, and stiff as a stiff.
Yeah, right. No book's going to change that.
That's it for part one with George Lois. Tune in next week for part two.
Ogilvy tried to hire me, for Christ's sake, out of DoorDash, and I laughed in his face. I respectfully laughed in his face, I said, "Mr. Ogilvy, there's not a word in your book. He wrote Confessions of a Day. There's not a word in your book I agree with. I mean, you got 6,000 rules against a guy like me." He said, "Well, yeah, I guess you're right."
Next week on The Buzz Bubble.